My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ravens played last night. They lost because likely has long toenails. We'll get into the Ravens in a moment. But our last caller, I think it was Derek at 412-928-9370. He said, okay, if Russ isn't 100% but still starts, do you see more Justin Fields than you would have? And I think the answer to that's probably yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Russ is good enough to go, but you still feel like he can't move around, you might be looking to jumpstart the offense a time or two. I could see Justin Fields, if he was going to play 4 or 5 plays before, maybe he plays 8 or 9, or heck, if he has success, you could maybe run with it after that. I do think you'll see more Fields in this game now.
Yeah, but I wonder if they've been preparing for that. The Steelers, like, I know that Atlanta's been preparing for that since Mike Tomlin spoke a couple days ago, but I wonder if he's gotten those reps in practice, and I wonder if that's needed for seeing how much he did play in the preseason. It does change whenever the preseason's over. You make your final cuts, you have your final roster, and then you have your game plan in for your first game, your second game, your third game. I wonder how much he's been participating with the first team this week. Because today, I mean, you're in helmets, you know, it's just like a jog through. It's really just, you know, just kind of buttoning things up. Now, do you have to go back to the drawing board and recreate practice in certain situations just because Fields has to possibly be in there a little bit more?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the good thing here is, all right, if they had 4 or 5 plays for Fields, it's not like he's a gimmick guy, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You just call the offense for him. But he's just a different quarterback, and he could provide different things. Now, maybe you're calling more read option. You should call more read option. RPO kind of stuff, get him on the edge, things of that nature. But the whole playbook should be at his disposal. Whereas a guy like Taysom Hill, I feel like you got 10, 12 plays for the guy, maybe on a weekly basis, maybe less than that, where you have to game him up for it. But for Fields, you should just have everything at the disposal. The timing does concern you,
because mm-hmm.
it's late in the week, like you're saying. If he's been folded into practice, probably not a ton.
No, because Russ needed those reps.
Right. Because Russ didn't get a lot during uh-huh. training camp. And while I think all of that helps the growth, the development, the readiness of Fields when he does need to go in there, it still has been a couple of weeks with him getting reps with the twos.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to take time for that to grow back. 412-928-9370. Did we learn anything about the Ravens last night that we already didn't know? Like, I feel like they missed Queen. I thought they would have used Derrick Henry more.
Yep.
I think they'll continue to miss Queen. I think they will also start to use Derrick Henry more.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of saw out of Lamar what we've seen out of Lamar. He was tremendous running the football. threw the ball really well till the end when he missed two wide open guys. They kind of just look like the really good Ravens to me.
They look exactly like the Ravens, but I did learn about the Chiefs. The Chiefs are better.
I think they are too.
And, you know, your vital pieces to winning so many championships, which being Travis Kelce, like he, you know, he participated, but he wasn't like 90 yards, seven catches for 90 and two touchdowns, Travis Kelce. He had other guys really stepping up. I mean, Rashee Rice having a monster game, Worthy having a monster game as the rookie we talked about earlier. And their defense looked great.
It did.
Yeah. So I learned more about the Chiefs than I did the Ravens. Ravens are exactly what I expected them to be.
I agree with that. It's well said about the Chiefs, too. You got Rashee Rice, but now you got Xavier Worthy. They're going to get Hollywood Brown back at some point. Travis Kelce, like you said, basically a bystander. They put up 27 points against a very good Ravens defense. I don't know that people remember this. The Chiefs weren't putting up 27 points a lot last year. I think they averaged just over 21, like in the 22 range. That was not a good regular season offense. And they have clearly improved weapons now. Great.
Right.
It's just wonderful. The two-time defending Super Bowl champions look like they're even better than they had been. And they've got a coordinator that, even though you lose your best corner last year, he's going to figure that out.
Yep.
He's won four championships as a coordinator.
Yeah.
I didn't really ever think about it like that. Dick LeBeau to me has always been one of, if not the best DCs of all time. Spag's got to be right up there.
He's pretty close.
If not ahead. Now, did he invent something? I mean, zone blitz. I mean, you think about Dick LeBeau.
Right.
But four championships, coordinating defense, pretty good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.